told you, he said to you.
There's a in the Gemara where the Baba Kamba, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra is one Masechta or three Masechta? Or Baba Kamba or Baba Tzia? Or Mejbush.
Sorry, my son bought me the wrong one.
I asked you the question.
Did that?
He was also the Indian giver.
Page one, and you're off to the
wrong. We're in Baba Kama, that base of Aleph, and Chof Hei, Ir, Tav Shinai above. Three Babas, Machlekes, if they're one Masech, for three different Masech, Machlekes Amaroyim, Machlekes and Poskim as well. Basically, there are four different ways of being a Nezek. Either you yourself, or your possessions. Your possessions include your animals, or if you dig a hole in the ground, or any stumbling thing that you place in the ground, or you light a fire. So, there's the Mishnah. Now, there's a thing called Avos. We call it Avos over here. Meaning that these are the cardinal principles, and then you have its corollaries or the tulis. The Gemara's going to want to know whether the tulis have the same thing like the Avos. When you look at the tulis, you look at the principle. What is the characteristic of this particular Av? And then we draw parallels from other things. There's the Mishnah. Above the zikin and the zikin, that four principle, mazikim, hashoi, big machlek is the Gemara, whether what does shoi mean? Does shoi mean generally any kind of damage by a cow? It means dafke, rego, when the shoi walks and tramples as it walks. They have boid and a pit, if you dig a hole in the ground, 10 tfachim deep, or depends, we'll see later in Gemara. Or hamava, hamava can either mean a person, like Rav learns, or a person causes damage, or hamava can mean teeth. Why does it say then Hamava doesn't say Hashen? Because Hashen, you can think it means deliberate. Hamava means dafka teeth. It eats while it's enjoying himself. We'll see later the guiding principles of each of Vaheven and fire. All of these four are cause damage. Now, why does it have to itemize all these four? Loi hare shayka hare mava. Each one is different from another, and we'd not know one from another. Loi hare amava kari shayka. As Taisa says, it seems from here that if Taka would have, the Gemara seems to be saying that if we could have learned one from another, we wouldn't have to bring them all down because we make a kal chaymer. The chayv here, surely chayv there. But don't we have a rule, ein oinshim min hadin? You don't punish from din. So according to some Rishayim, when it comes to money matters, you do. Like the Riva says later on, we'll see the Abdal. And over here, therefore, but to our money matters. Each one is different. We'll see the Gemara later why the Shoy is not like them. If you don't say one, you wouldn't know the other one. And all of these Shoy and Mavi are living things. That's why maybe a Chayiv, but fire is not alive. That's why not Chayiv. In philosophy, there's a whole debate why fire is not considered alive. Because if you ask somebody, try to define life, and you'll find that almost any definition you give of life, fire does the same thing. It breathes, it travels, it has to consume, it eats. The only definition we have...
It doesn't have a body.
That is its body. The only definition in philosophy that we say what life is, that fire doesn't have, is it can reproduce. To reproduce, create...
I think it can feel pain.
and vegetables, things that grow are alive also, and they don't feel pain or anything else. They cannot reproduce. That's the definition of life. That there is no life. All of these, at least they travel, they go out to the victim. You come to it. So what do we have in common between all of these four? It's common for them to cause damage. It's your responsibility. If it does cause damage, you're responsible. Not from the worst fields, the mediocre fields, the average fields, from the premium fields. Says the Gemara, Midiktoni, Ovis, by referring to these in Zikin as Ovis, Mekaldi, Kutulis, it must be that our Tulis. My question is, Tulis, saying Kiyajman, our Tulis have the same laws, I'll let you know. I'm going to give you two examples of Ovis and Tulis, and one of them, they're exactly the same, one of them are not. And I want you to know, tell me how the Zikin, how does it work? Do you pay less money if it was a Tulis, then how does it work? Kiyaj, let's say Shabbos. Tonight we learned, Ovis, Melacha, Melacha, and Thurin, Melacha, Mekaldi, Kutulis. The fact they call them Ovis means our Tulis, and the question there is Tulis, and there the din is Tulis, saying Kiyaj, and you get the exact same punishment for a Tulis. As an av, leish no av chatas, leish no tulda chatas. By mistake, you'll get a chatas for the av or the tulda. You did it on purpose. You get killed for both. Leish no av skill, leish no tulda skill. Nu ebazei umai ikah bein other tulda. So why do you refer to some of the malach of the Shabbos as others and some of them as tuldas? Nafke mean the chilaki is only the ilu of each day of the bahadi that he does two independent ovas together, you get two malkas, you know, mishtei tulas, but two separate tulas from two different ovas, mechayiv akol chada v'chada. You chayiv for each one. Yilu ovid, ovid tul, the day, if you did an av, and it's tul, you did, let's say, you took the food out of the house, and then you brought it back in, hoitzah is the av, and tul, and the chnos is the tul, then le mechayiv al chada, you only chayiv one malkas. What about Rabbi Loza, the mechayiv atul
magwam?
What's wrong, man?
No.
Oh, you only get one, yeah. The same av, you only get one. Yeah. Ooh, the Rabbi Loza is the mechayev of the Mokamav. There's a hole that you chayev for the tulis as well, Mokamav. So it's like, I might cut a tulis. Why is it called our tulis? So he says, well, two pshat and taste the halalim, pshat more now. Either it's just being no halachic reason, just for the sake of convenience. Hach the havi, be mishkin, chashivik, kalav. Those were in the mishkin, the machlek is how you learn over here. Is it pshat is that any melacha was in the mishkin is automatically chashiv and it's called an av? Or is it pshat? Those that were in the Mishkan and were chashiv are called an av. And hach the loy have Mishkan chashiv are called a tulda. And those that were, even though they were in the Mishkan, if they're not chashiv, they're tulda. Or those that were not in the Mishkan automatically are not chashiv, and therefore they're tulda. So, and halacha don't have minna. Another pshat taste is no, that when you give hasra, the hasra for the tulda should be in the name of the av. You should always give the hasra in the source. The source is the av. And that's what he's saying here. That those that were, it's important to know which is an av and a tulda halachically, because if you give the wrong hasra, you don't get punished. So therefore, you need to know which is the av, which is the tulda. This is the principle. Okay,
what,
so by
what's tulda, the svara that your definition of ovos should come from the binyan hamishkan?
We learn from a pasuk. It says in Parshas Vayakel, "Mikdoshi tishmoru, Mikdoshi tirou."
I forget. Yeah, that's
right.
Okay.
We learned, so there it's exactly the same. By Tumah we learned Hasheret. We learned by Tumah, if you have a Sheret or Hashich Vazera, these are different Tumah, right? These are called, a Sheret is an Avatumah, and a Shich Vazera is an Avatumah. Vitamimei, it's a person that touches a dead body, who's the dead body itself is an Aviyavais. The person that touches an Avatumah, and all of these, if you touch an Adam, or a Begod Adam, or Kalin, they become Tameh. But If they touch an Adam, so Adam now is a Rishon, this person cannot make another person tummy. So the Tulda cannot do the same thing the Av can do. The Av can make a person tummy and Kalim tummy. If a person touches a person who's tummy made, he touches the Sheret, he cannot be metame another person because he's only a Rishon. A Rishon can only be tummy, my Eichel and Mashkin. So here we see a Tulda is not like the Av. Metame made to do is a love Gyasaman. You love metame of a Kalim. Of Av is metame a person and Kalim. Below Tulda is that the second generation, Eichel and Mashkin metame, Adam and Kalim metame. It's not the same. It says that's a question. What do you mean it's not the same? But if a piece of metal touches the dead body, it becomes the same status as the dead body. So we see that you do have a concept totally the same. So it says no, because this piece of metal cannot make another metal equal. The dead body, you touch a sword, touches the dead body, the sword has a din of avi avos. But if this sword now comes in contact with the next sword, that's a generation lower. So therefore, it doesn't have it. It's not even that's not equal to that. So the question is, Hachamai, what's it by Nezikin? Are they same or not? Amar Papa, Yesh Mehen Ki Yitzi Behen, V'Yesh Mehen Lav Ki Yitzi Behen. Some are similar, some are not, as we will see. Okay, Tarom Galerim, Gimel Ovis Emu, V'Shoid. Within Shoid itself, there are three others. There's Keren. Now, the definition of Keren is that it's out to cause damage. And that's why it's a rare thing, and that's why we have a tam the first three times. It's out to cause damage, number one. So it's kavanosi cause that lhazik. Second thing is it has no benefit from the damage. Ain hano osay. I'm saying when an animal eats, it's having benefit, and it's not darken. It's not common for you to do that. Shen is when the animal eats and happens to eat somebody else's food. There he has the criteria of Shen is that he has a nor from what he's doing and he has no intention to cause damage and it's common. And Negel, it tramples as it walks. It taka has no nor from what it's doing either, but it has no intention of damaging. Sorry? According to one Amida.
What I'm saying, how do you reconcile what he called
no.
And in the
Mishnah,
the
Hamava
is an av on its own.
That's right, that's what
he's
saying.
Hamava of
a Shoyd
is on its own.
Yeah, but
Keren is not.
No, he's not trying to say that. He's trying to say that within Shoyd itself, there's three different ways. You might think an animal damaging, that's an av. Boy is an av. No, within animals, there's different kinds of damaging. So there's three others there. Whether the Mishnah counted them all or not, we'll see them more later. There's 18, there's 12, there's 24 others.
What we say in the Mishnah, Hamava, and what we're saying here is Shen.
Nothing.
Folder.
If you learn the Mav means Shem, absolutely. Doesn't say Av, it says Avis. Exactly the same. If you learn that Mava means teeth, because Mava sometimes is open, sometimes is closed, like a tooth when you eat, you open your mouth, you put food in, and then you close your mouth as you're chewing. So then it's the same thing. And if you learn Mava is Adam, like Rav learns Mava is Adam, then this is just telling you Stam, that these are more of us. We'll see later in the Gemara that, hey, Abchi over there learned many more of us. We won't know why our mission didn't count them all. Our mission is a list, it's not exhaustive. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Kedem, and no, how do you know Kedem is an hour? It's not what we learn. Ki yigach, it's in the Pasuk. It says, ki yigach shoyres ish. For yigach shoyres ish. What kind of damaging is yigach? So we say, ein negicha le bekedem. It's using horns. How do I know that negicha means horns? Shenemar, it says that Yehoshaphat was a big tzaddik, and Achav convinced Yehoshaphat to join him together and Yehoshaphat to fight against Aram. And Yehoshaphat said, how do I know that Aram will win? So Achav brought over these Nevi'im, the false Nevi'im, and one of them said, one of them called Sid Kiyoba Kanana. It was a false Navi, but Yeshav was a little bit naive. Yeshav is a guy who stood up for time in the Chum, he was a little bit naive, and he believed in him. He was a Navi. And the Navi said, we're going to kill Aram. And he said, he made horns out of metal, or iron. Vayomer, he turned to Yeshav and said, Koyaman Hashem, Be'ein Letinagach Hasaram. The Abishah told me to tell you, with these horns, we're going to Nagach. So corn horns is Negicha. If you don't believe me, there's another passage. It says, "B'choy shor hadolai." Right, the horns of Sutzim, the carnator aim carnator. The horns of her aim are his horns. And behem amim yinagach. And with these horns, he is going to destroy other nations. You see, what horns are goring? Is my why do you need another passage? Since you cannot learn from Kabbalah from Tanakh, that's why we brought a passage from Torah. That's called learning. All we're asking is the taich of a word. What's gigach? That's not the teaching us. Why can't you learn from Tanakh? Then he gave a Ella, Marat, never thought. Ki poligrach mona ben tam lamud. If we only had the passing in Tanakh, where the horns were detached, I would say, when is there a chilik between the first three times that you only pay half the price? Tam. And the fourth time you're worn, or the machlek later by Rabbi, if it's a fourth time or the third time. And then the third or fourth time you become a mu and you pay the full nezek. Hani, Mila would have thought, but lusha, when they're detached. Avu ben mechabedes, or they're attached. Maybe you're moved from the very beginning because that's much more natural than having the horns detached. That even while it had even attached, it's called nigach. When it says nigach, it means even when it's attached. That's only by Keren. Only by Keren. Not by Shem Regal. No, not at all. Tool to the Keren. What's a tool in the Keren? Remember, the purpose of a Keren is kavanos lahazik. Nigife, if he goes ahead and shoves with his body, neshicha, bites, not to eat food, but to give you a bite. Revitzel thrusts himself a bunch of pots and breaks them, shatters them. Ubiita, and giving a kick, not walking, trampling, but giving a good copper, a kick. Maish no negicha de karliya. Let me ask a question. You're calling negicha av. The chesiv ki yigach. Alochayder negifa with the body nami chesiv. It says ki yigayv. It says in the pasuk ki yigayv shoyd ish a shoyd ayu. Yeah, alochayder negifa with the body also should be an av because it says on the pasuk. And for the Gemara, this second pasuk in the Gifa, when he talks about a shoyd of a man damaging another shoyd of a man, negichi. That shoyd is actually negicha. That's negicha. Says the Gemara, when it says in the first pasuk yigach shoyd es ish isha is negicha. When it says here yigach shoyd ish as shoyd eyu, it's also it's negicha. But one place we use the word negicha, we use negifa. Why? It's not too much shoving about it. It's about horns. The time we learn pasuk menegifa is negicha. Why does it start with the menegifa in this very pasuk gufa where it says kiyigach, and it says that you have to pay. It says over there also v'sayim menegicha.
Then it goes to
Nagach. Yeah. It says, Nagachu. So it's called a Naga. Loim will tell you, Zuin give Gicha. No, Maishna Gabi Adon. So why is it when it comes to damning a person, it says, Kiyigach? Or Maishna Gabi Hemach says, Kiyigoy. Why do we change the word if it means the same thing? Anthony wants to say, Adam the Isle Mazol. A person that has Mazol. What do you mean by mazel? So Rashi here learns mazel means that a person is intelligent. He sees an animal coming with the horns facing you. You turn and step aside. So a person has mazel. An animal has to work harder to be able to attack him. Ksiv ki yigach. Behema the lesson is behema. Doesn't see what's happening, what's coming. Ksiv says ki yigach. Rashi in Shabbos learns Mazel means we have a malach. Every yid or every person has a malach. Every person, but the pasuk says a yid. Every yid has a malach that watches over us. Behemoths don't have malachim watching over us. It's harder to hurt us.
Rashi says it means
here. It means that you want you take care of yourself. But Rashi Shabbos says it means a malach. Umilza agav uchik kamashlan. And we're teaching you something, by the way. The muad la adam havi muad behemoth. The animal is out there attacking people, which requires a lot more effort. Surely you should assume they'll attack behemoths. So if he killed three people, if he hurt three people, and he's a muad, and then he hurts an animal, you got to pay the full nezek straight away because you should have been careful. You're warned. If he only attacks behemoths, then he attacks a person, we'll say, oh, that's only half the damage. Because true by a person, if you kill a person, the din is that you got to kill the animal. But the chilik is, if it's a mu'ed, you also pay kaifa to the yarshim, and by time you don't. So Rashi wants to know, how can you have a mu'ed by killing three people? You kill the animal straight away. Somebody killed three people before you had a chance to bring it to Bezin. Taisa doesn't like his hope shot. Taisa learns talking about an animal that already killed three times, but now it's reforming. It's reforming. It's no longer doing that. So if it killed three people, and then it no longer kills people.
Why was it alive?
They didn't yet catch it, whatever, exactly. Yeah. Taisa learned, Gemara will say later, Papa will say later, that if an animal dafka attacks people, he's not a mu'ud l'behema. He was learning a mu'ud l'behema, mu'ud l'adam, mu'ud l'behema. And Papa is clearly not a mu'ud l'behema. What happened was this animal killed once a person, once a camel, once a donkey. So the question is, how do we view that? Do we say that he's a... Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's a warm shot there, so yeah. How an animal, the end of the taste, it talks about Ramanachim, then it reforms. I'm not sure how the animal, I guess he has a chance to attack and he restrains himself. Observe that he restrained himself or something. Back to the Gemara. Neshicha Lucheda, why is a Neshicha Tul of Kedah? Should it be a Tul of Shen? So here's how the Gemara defines all the characters of these others. Loi, Shen Yesh Hanor Lehezeka. Shen, you know what the definition of Shen is? It enjoys what it's doing. And we'll see later the Tul of Shen is it enjoys what it's doing. Ha, Ein Hanor Lehezeka. If an animal has an itch and it rubs against the wall, that's Shen. So it's not rubbing to break the wall, it's rubbing because it's for its benefit. Ha, Ein Hanor Lehezeka. Here is biting to bite, to damage. Revitza beita, thrusting himself on Kalim or kicking, isn't that Tula Regal? He should not be fall under the banner of Regal. Loi, Regal Hezeka Motu. Regal is common, it walks and tramples. Hani Hezeka Motu, it's not often that an animal starts kicking wildly or throwing itself on other things. Ella Tula saying, Lavki, Yaitzibahen, I'm a papa, hi. Okay, so which ones, so all of these are tools are the same. So which ones are the papa mean and Tula not like it? Ile Mahani and these Maishna Keren, it's exactly the same. What's the def Keren? You think it has to be after Keren? The idea of Keren is Kavanose Lahazik. This is the principle. Its intention is to cause damage. Umaman Moincha, you own it. Ushmiras Lechos, your responsibility, your duty of care. And you have no Hanor Lahazik, as we said, and it's not common. Hani Nami Kavanose Lahazik, or Moincha Lahazik. So there's also any tool, exactly. So why should it be different? Eli, right. Tool to the Keren, kick Keren. The chikamer a puppet when he says that the tools are different. Perhaps shen v'regel. Freddie, what are we talking about? Shen v'regel hechiksiva. Where do we find the Torah that says shen or regel? The Tanya we learn. It says the pasuk v'shilach. It says v'shilach. The pasuk says if you light a field or a vineyard and v'shilach is bira, you send your animal ubiyah b'zdei achet and it consumes the other field. V'shilach, you send. How do you send an animal? How does it walk? With its feet. So v'shilach is regel, ubiya b'zdei achet is teeth. How does it consume the other field? It's teeth. V'shilach zeh regel. V'chein oim, it says, even though the pasuk starts with fire, and then it goes to regel, then it goes to shen. V'chein oim, how do you know v'shilach means feet? It says, m'shalche regel. Sorry? In the pasuk it says, Kiva, we'll have another pasuk about koitzim. In Hakainis we'll have that. Yeah.
That was when the
Torah
says about
you
have to fire because it burns something.
We'll live from there as well. Yeah. So lechayde mishalchei regel hashoy v'chamoy. It says in the pasuk that mishalchei regel that you send the regel of the shoy v'chamoy to eat from all the seeds that are growing. Ubiye. It says the pasuk of the achebi. It's talking about shen. How does the animal consume the field through eating? V'chein oimer. It says kasha yivayel. Hagolol atumai, just like you burn the golol. Golol is considered teeth because golol means open, revealed. What revealed teeth are sometimes revealed, sometimes hidden. Or golol can be also dung. When you eat, there's dung. You create dung. Atumai till the very end, and the beer. So you finish therefore. So we see that shen v'regel's in the Torah, and I'm going to argue that perhaps that the tools of shen v'regel are different than the av. And the Gemara will conclude tomorrow that it's not so. So we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.